Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. The biblical documents present for us, or to us, the extraordinary personality of Jesus. He is the Theanthropos. He is the God-man. In Luke's Gospel, he is the Son of Man, or God's ideal man. In the book of Isaiah, we have two servant songs, and there are others, of course, but I'm going to be reading from two different servant songs this evening, because we have presented to us some powerful characteristics of Yeshua HaMashiach, who is Jesus the Messiah, and how his ministry would impact others. He is this extraordinary personality in that he has complete poise. In John's Gospel, he is called the light of the world. In Greek, the word is phos. He is the light of the world. John writes in 1 John that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So we have this complete personality. We have this whole human being, untainted by sin, untainted by that koshek, the Hebrew word for darkness, or skotia, the Greek word for darkness, or the consequences of darkness, untainted. He is the impeccable one, and yet we read that he is meek and lowly. In Old Testament law, it was forbidden to make contact with an individual who had leprosy or was a leper. They were excluded from society. They were necessarily put out of society in order to keep others within society from being contaminated by this disease. Jesus healed the leper, and Jesus touched the leper. And it is an extraordinary scene of one who is the God-man reaching out and making vital human contact with one who is persona non grata. And so we see in the ministry and the work of Jesus that the persona non grata, or the unacceptable one, is now made acceptable because of the finished work of Christ. Salvation in the biblical terms, yes, is definitely that we are washed, our sins are washed away. They are gone, but there are other blessings. We have a complete salvation in that the things that harmed us in the past, the things that were autogenic, that we did to ourselves and allogenic, what others did to us, can be overcome through the Word of God. Our lives can be radically and wonderfully transformed through the power of God's Word and His indwelling Spirit. And so Jesus is this model for us, for the saved ones, of being Spirit-filled, Spirit-led. He teaches us how to release inner spiritual pollution. Jesus talks about the tongue, and he says within, he tells us within, out of the heart of man proceeds. And then he tells us, he gives us this litany of things that pollute the person. Jesus said it is not what goes into a person that pollutes, but what comes out. And he teaches us how to be clean inside spiritually so that our souls are set free. Jesus teaches the unitary view of persons. We are not mind and body. We are mind-body. We are unitary beings. And so God wants to heal our insides. God wants to take away those things which limit us so that we cannot grow. Our anger, our resentment. God wants to take away our bitterness. And he wants us to know that these attitudes create spiritual harm. And those awful things that were done to us that were so horrific that we buried them, but yet we may have believed that we buried them, but they are controlling realities in the present day. We may have believed that they were buried, that they no longer influence or impact our life, but they do. And so the Word of God addresses our past. The Word of God tells us how to be set free. And this is why I believe that we need to study the Word of God very carefully. We need to be persons of prayer. We need to be persons who are open to the wonderful, radical, transforming power of God's Word. We need to allow the Spirit to speak to our hearts. And we will begin to walk in what Paul calls newness of life. We are to surrender that old mind. See, God wants to be rid of that, and God wants to give us what Paul writes. God calls it a new young mind, a mind that never grows old. This is the promise of God. Please read very carefully Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God wants to change our attitude so that we can begin to experience freedom unlike we've never experienced before. The Spirit of God can set us free if we listen and allow His Word to be a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. This is what Isaiah writes about the servant. This is Isaiah 42:2. He will not shout or cry or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged, till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope. And so these are wonderful words. In verse 3, a bruised reed refers to, here it refers to what? One or something that is cracked and therefore half broken already. And then the word smoldering in the Hebrew refers to that which is burning feebly. Those whose lives those whose inner and outer life is only hanging by a slender thread. And so this one, the Messiah, Jesus, has wonderful compassion for those who need love and compassion. He brings that into their lives. He does not treat persons as if they do not matter. He, and that is the word of God, teaches the primacy of persons. And in Isaiah 50, verse 4, we read these words, Isaiah 54, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Isn't that a beautiful verse? The sovereign Lord has given me, that is speaking of Jesus, an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary, that is, those who are exhausted and fatigued. And the word exhausted here refers to those who are suffering. Really, it refers to those who are suffering from self-torture. And then so the emphasis in the Greek, in the Hebrew, is to help with words him that is exhausted. And so the word of God provides an adequate and profound foundation upon which persons can build their lives. The word of God can create extraordinary lives if by faith we come to God and believe that he is. And so the writer to the Hebrews says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently search him out. The word sets us free. The word liberates. The word brings new life. And so, please make a diligent study of the word. If there is a particular emotional burden that must be addressed in your life, please find good biblical counsel. Please find an individual who is well versed in the truth of the word God. Please find a mental health professional who knows Christ. One who is very capable of helping you with what you're facing in your situation today. And so I'm going to continue with this theme in my next show because there are some very important truths that I want to bring out about Jesus as the most powerful, transformative mental health professional. Good evening. My name is Dr. Cy Rich. Have a blessed day.